This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Round about mid-afternoon Eastern time today, the policy team at America's Central Bank is expected to announce a little less stimulus. How much less? We'll see, but there's a consensus in financial markets this morning that the Fed will turn down its bond buying by maybe 10 or 12%. Paul Dales, a senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics in London.
I think the Fed will decide to buy around $70 or $75 billion of assets a month, which would be a small reduction from its current purchasing profile of $85 billion a month. But it's worth remembering it is still supporting the economy just by less than previously.
That seems to be a consensus view, reducing by about $10 billion. Now, if there's some surprise, upward or downward, you could see markets move.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter that much. We're talking about $5 billion a month or $10 billion a month, which is really not that much when you compare it to the Fed's balance sheet, which is nearing on $4 trillion. But tinkering at the margin with these kind of things can make the markets move. So if it's different, then perhaps there will be some market reaction.
Now, we've been talking cold, hard numbers here. It's also possible that Fed Chairman Bernanke might say something at his news conference after the two-day meeting that gives a sense of how many bonds he'll be buying moving forward. That could also move markets.
Bernanke will try and stress that even though the Fed is going to be buying fewer and fewer bonds, it's not going to raise interest rates anytime soon. So that's the key point, and I think Bernanke will try and stress that.
Paul Dales at Capital Economics in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.